being a member of the AAU, when the university first learned, our Chancellor Carol Folt first learned about the opportunity to participate in this pilot, it was certainly an opportunity that we did not want to pass us by, because every bit of information that we can receive from our students, and we do have very engaged students, will help us to tailor our programming, including prevention and awareness programming. So it was never a question. We were all in to participate.
One of the things that we are really delighted to have an opportunity to get is a feel for the pulse and the critical issues on our campus. And so the thing that stands out to us the most really is that we actually have data here about UNC Chapel Hill and what it means for our students to be looking at these issues around interpersonal violence here and their campus culture. And that's going to give us incredibly valuable information so that we can move forward and tailor our prevention and response efforts appropriately.
12.9% of the survey respondents indicated they had experienced at least one of the types of conduct that were listed under the sexual assault. And there, it's very broad. So whenever you're looking at that information, how does UNC try to digest that and go forward utilizing that information?
Well, there is a lot to digest here, and we have really just begun to do really the deep analysis of what all these numbers mean. But we do know that anybody who's impacted here by any form of interpersonal violence is something that we want to look at preventing here for the future. One experience of interpersonal violence is too many for our campus, and so we look at these buckets of sort of different kinds of violations of our policy or different kinds of harm that can come to our students, and the thing that we really focus on is how to prevent all of those different forms of violence from ever happening in the first place. Having these numbers is helpful so that we can begin to look at scope, but truly we come from a perspective where even one of these behaviors is too many on our campus.
Obviously, this is where the majority of students live, but it said a lot of these occurrences were in situations that were in the residence halls or in the fraternity or sorority housing. And then contributing factors, many survey respondents indicated a high frequency of incidents involving alcohol. Now, and a lot of that is, I would say, not surprising to anyone, especially alcohol being involved. So what is being done to try to continue the broad education process of not only the sexual assault portion of this, but the things that may lead to that end result, alcohol being one of those?
Alcohol and substance use is a very critical issue for our campus. And one of the things we talk about when we think about its intersection with interpersonal violence is that the use of alcohol or other substances provides cover for perpetrators to act. And one of the things that we're really looking at this year specifically is how to prevent sort of high-risk substance use and abuse on our campus. The provost has recently charged a task force to look at this issue. And so we are really looking forward to the report coming out of that group so that we can intersect and sort of stitch together the responses from that task force with our interpersonal violence policy, our prevention task force, and look at how all of these pieces go together so we can create a safe campus on every level.
You may know that last August of 2014, is when we rolled out our comprehensively revised policy. It's our policy for prohibited discrimination and harassment, and that's the policy that includes the sexual misconduct piece. Along with the rollout of that, we created a sexual harassment policy website to make it very easy for students to have access to what the policy language is, what the protocol language is. We have rolled out a website which our students can go to and easily see by clicking on buttons how to get help, where to report, the various resources that are available at the university level, including a confidential resource, which is just critical in this day and age for the students to have an opportunity to go and talk to someone confidentially. We also rolled out our mandatory Title IX awareness and prevention training, which goes to all students, faculty, and employees. In addition, we continue to have training that students get upon their arrival here, such as the Haven training. We have bystander intervention training. We connect with the Greeks on campus, for example, Delta Advocates, who also help with prevention in sororities and fraternities. We recently charged a prevention task force, and that task force will receive the information that was produced today by the AAU and by us, because we want them to be able to use that information to help refine and form the 5-year strategic plan that they were charged to create last academic year. One more thing. When students arrived this semester, they saw on various lawns around campus, including right in front of South, our first installment of an awareness campaign, and it was called Think ACE, just trying to make sure that students can comprehensively understand and recognize what it takes to have affirmative consent as they are engaging with each other. And you'll see more installments of that kind of thing to come.
74% saying that they were somewhat very or extremely knowledgeable about where to get help at the university. 87% indicated campus officials take their report seriously, you know, so on and so forth. With this high level of people feeling like the university would handle this in a way that they would take it very seriously, where do you think UNC stands with that? Is this good news, or are there still areas to be improved upon in those numbers?
I would say that we're obviously delighted to know that the percentage of students who responded know where to get help, know where to report, also believe the university will take action and believe that there will be a fair investigation. But again, I'll go back to one is too many. We'd like to see that number be 100%. That would be our idea, to have zero incidents and 100% prevention.
Whenever I was speaking with Chancellor Fold about this last month, it was not something you really reach a finish line on. So with that in mind, how do you measure progress with this?
A really good question. I think that progress is incremental, and one of the things I think this data will give us is a baseline of both what people know about how to seek help, and so we do, as the Vice Chancellor said, want to see that number get to 100, and I do believe that there is a possible future with 100% prevention. It may be slow in coming, but we will continue to put a lot of shoulder behind those efforts because I think we have to believe that that's achievable in order to do everything we can to keep our campus safe.
If I haven't already, I'd be remiss if not saying that we're grateful for our students who actually took the time to participate in the survey. You may know that this has been one of Chancellor Folt's priorities since her arrival here at school, just working with this issue. We hope in future weeks and months to be able to glean more information once we've had an opportunity to get with our researchers and statisticians to really dig into some of the data tables more.